everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's a Tuesday, the 2nd of October, 2012. Record high today of 101. That record high will likely fall as temperatures really feel more like early June than early October. The home of the Buckmaster Show is AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are live streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs at buckmastershow.com. We post it there, and we also post it to the tucsonsentinel.com and the tucsoncitizen.com and the website for the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, gvnews.com. They have a link to our program as well. We are live from noon to one each weekday. Here's what we have planned for you during the noon hour today. There is a three-way race for two seats in the Arizona House of Representatives in District 9. Today we meet one of the two Democrats in that race. Her name is Mohar Sarah Sidhwa. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman will join us. Shelley has he's not smiling, let's put it this way. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down today, not as much as it was earlier in the day. I'm not quite sure where it is right now, but it is down. Join us also for the Margaret Regan Arts Report. Margaret is the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly. She'll join us at about 30 minutes past the hour with our arts report. Then we close out the show. U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Richard Carmona will join me in studio. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can submit questions using our Facebook page. District 9 is our focus today, and as we try to meet and introduce you to all of the candidates running for legislative office in the Tucson area. District 9 runs from Interstate 10 on the north side of town, east through the Catalina foothills and the Casas Adobes neighborhood into Midtown Tucson to Sabino Canyon. So it's a large area to cover. There are two Democrats and one Republican vying for two open seats created in the House when Steve Farley moved into the Senate race and Representative Bruce Wheeler found himself in another district. The two Democrats are Victoria Steele and Mohar Sarah Sidhwa, and the lone Republican is Ethan Orr. Mohar Sarah Sidhwa joins me now in studio. Mohar, how are you today?
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Well, it is a three-way race. Only two will go on to represent the District 9 up in Phoenix. At this point of the campaign, with early voting beginning really October 11th, just around the corner, what is it that's going to separate you from the other two candidates?
Bill, I've been in Tucson 32 years now, and I did not leave. Others have come and gone and explored life. What I love about Tucson was the U of A. And I am also a passionate follower of the legislature, ever since the ASCAM days. And that got my interest. I was in grad school. And ever since
that was the early 90s, the ASCAM.
Yeah, late 80s.
Uh-huh. The big scandal.
Mm-hmm. And that got me interested enough that I got to know all the players and the staffers. And so I've been following the legislature. So I've got institutional memory. I've also been on multiple boards and commissions over the years as I do a lot of civic activities. And so I know, once again, I know the players. So I can hit the ground running because I know the issues. It's not just how legislation is made, but what pressures there are and how to deal with the pressures, be it from lobbyists, constituents, or wherever, to do what is right for Arizona. We don't have time for training wheels right now.
I noticed on your Facebook page that you were saying today that many of your signs have been stolen. What's going on with that? It's kind of unusual. I can't recall candidates complaining so much about campaign signs being taken.
This time around, it's getting particularly bad because they're doing something kind of nasty. For example, yesterday I heard from a gentleman who was really upset. He said, you know, that your staff has put your campaign sign where I had my business sign, and they removed the business sign, and that, you know, he wants me to reimburse him. And another time, somebody took my larger campaign sign and put it on an adult bookstore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and to the wall of it. I was mortified.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Luckily, I saw it bright and early in the morning, so I grabbed somebody off the street, and I said, please help me take the sign down. So that has been happening, and the sad
part is— But that's a dirty trick.
Yes,
I mean,
we don't know who's
that,
doing it.
And then removing a business sign.
Yes.
And then putting your sign up. And, of course, the business owner was upset about
right.
it.
Right. And obviously they thought it was me. I said, if I was going to do something nasty, I'd be a lot sneakier about it. And so what worries me that this gives the whole campaign a bad reputation because we don't know who's doing it.
Yeah, it kind of taints it, doesn't it?
It taints it, because I don't think any of my opponents would do that. I mean, they may find other ways to fight me, but that's just too stupid for anybody.
How about the education initiative, Proposition 204? Are you backing that?
I am, although I'm feeling very uncomfortable about backing it because it's a regressive tax. Arizona already has one of the higher sales taxes in the nation. And that regressive tax falls heaviest on those who can afford it the least and have the least discretionary income. So result of which, on the other hand, I hate to see a child who is not educated. And we cannot rob our next generation of the basic tools to succeed. So because of that, I am voting for it, but I'm feeling resentful of the legislature to force us to do this to ourselves. That's one of their few responsibilities, is education. And they were negligent on it, and they were derelict in their duty. And that's how I see it.
So you will have a reluctant vote, yes, for that.
But it will be a strong yes, but reluctant only because it's a regressive tax. And again, it hurts those who can afford it the least. I mean, taxes are not a good idea overall anyway. I mean, none of us like to pay taxes, but that's the price for civilization, so we do it. On the other hand, it has to be at least fairer than this.
This district, District 9, is it pretty competitive?
Yes. It is 36.5% Democratic leaning, 33% Republican, and 29% Independent. And that is fairly close to a third, a third, a third, which is the demographic, the voting demographic of Arizona. So our district exemplifies Arizona to that extent, at least southern Arizona.
You've been meeting a lot of people, and when you go door to door, do many of these people have no idea or no clue about who is running and what district they're in?
They're beginning to realize that they are now in a different district because they're seeing people campaigned door to door. Previously, because it was so lopsided, the registration, that candidates didn't have to campaign because they were incumbents and they would win. And so they are kind of they're not burnt out by candidates at the door. And I haven't had a chilly reception anywhere. And so I'm glad for that. And more often than not, I have been welcome.
Moher Sarah Sidwa is our guest. She's one of three candidates running for the House of Representatives in District 9. The top two vote-getters will represent District 9 when the legislature convenes in January. What will be the number one issue as far as you're concerned when that legislature convenes?
Playing defensive, depending on the shape of the legislature. I mean, first, make sure they do no further harm to education, women's health, the economy. In their lack of foresight, this legislature has done a lot of harm. And it's not every legislator. These are the extremists I'm talking about. They've done a lot of harm to the Arizona economy. Because of blind ideology, they couldn't even look beyond their noses. It does kind of aggravate me because I am so proud of Arizona. We will thrive and we will survive this legislature, but people have to get out there and vote. You cannot sit back on the sidelines, because if you do that, this is what we get.
Tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up.
Okay. I was born in India. You can probably detect a bit of an accent.
So that's why we hear the British accent.
Yes. As I lost the Indian accent, it became a little more British and a little more Irish. What can I say?
When you went to school in India?
I went to school. Early schooling was in India. When my parents divorced, my mom brought me to where her parents lived. That was in Pakistan. And then when I was 19, things were getting very hair-raising for women who were not of the same majority religion. And I was not a Muslim, so it was getting difficult for me to adapt to the increasingly conservative culture. So my mom gave me the option of either becoming very conservative or leaving the country. And I took the happier option, and here I am running for office.
It's a great country, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. Where else? Seriously.
Where else?
Neither the country I was born in, nor the country I spent a few years in, would have ever seen a person like me run for office. Only in America and only in southern Arizona, maybe elsewhere, happen.
That's why we love America. Coming up now on 1216 on The Buckmaster Show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And we should, where can folks find out more about your particular website?
My website is sidhwa2012.com, S-I-D-H-W-A. 2012.com. It's okay if the spelling is messed up. It'll still take you there.
Good luck.
District 9. Thank you.
Thank you very much. 1216 on the Buckmaster Show. The Southern Arizona Chapter of Community Associations Institute invites you to a legal forum on homeowner association issues this Saturday morning, October the 6th. For $20, you get breakfast, workshops, and you can quiz attorneys who specialize in HOA law. If you live with an HOA or condo association, and especially if you serve on an HOA board, this legal forum is for you. Again, it's Saturday morning, October 6th, Tucson's Windmill Inn. Register online at soazcai.org. That's soazcai.org. We'll be back in a moment. If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here he is now, the man himself, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. Shelley, how are you? How's the week going so far?
The week? Well, it's a roller coaster week.
Yeah,
so
it is
far,
a roller coaster. Yesterday, woke up yesterday, checked the market. It was down quite a bit. I think it was pushing like 155 points yesterday. Then it recovered. Did I get the wrong day?
Yeah, I think you got the wrong day.
Maybe
yesterday
that was...
Yesterday was some sort of wonderful.
Oh, yesterday was wonderful. It didn't start out bad at the initial.
I've got
the wrong day.
I mean,
I
check it at 6:30 in the morning. But
that is why I am a broadcaster, not a certified financial planner.
And, you know, sometimes the days just kind of roll into one another. When the market appears to have a forward motion right now. It wants to go higher. We see a recovery. We see, you know, some very good indicators. There's a lot of cash floating around in corporations. The first two quarters were pretty good for corporate profits. Third quarter isn't going to be. It's going to really be a bit of a setback for corporate profits, largely on reduced demand. And that's a problem long term. The election... probably will have no effect. I think that's already priced in. What we're seeing, though, in terms of forecasts for 2013 are very, very optimistic. We're seeing forecasts for corporate profits in 2013 rising like 13%.
Wow, that much, huh?
Yeah, and so that's pretty encouraging. I'm thinking that I'm still going to stick with my forecast for 2012 and hope that if I'm wrong, I'm wrong the right way.
And your forecast
6%
of
6%. Right.
You're being very conservative
in that regard
because right now we're about double that.
We're about 11 right now.
Yeah.
But next year, all of the indicators is that we could have a 20% year.
Shelley Fishman is with us. It's the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. And when you sit down with a certified financial planner, hopefully Shelley Fishman, that would be my recommendation. But whoever you talk with, when you're talking financial planning, you've got to talk about health insurance.
Yeah, you have to talk about the things that can go wrong with a plan, the things that can make your retirement less pleasant or less functional than it might be. And health insurance is one of the things I always ask about, whether the person is 30 or 60, because it's potentially such a large expense. And the reason, you know, it pops out of every financial plan. One of the things that's in a financial plan is insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance, disability insurance, and certainly health insurance. And the reason that right now I thought it'd be a great idea to talk about it is we're about to go into a period of what's called open enrollment for Medicare. And that starts the 15th of this month and goes through December 7th. If I recall correctly, isn't that Pearl Harbor Day?
It is Pearl Harbor Day. Yes, indeed.
So, of course, I wasn't there. But,
yeah, I'm not quite sure. That, yeah. I'm not quite sure why. Well, open enrollment, maybe it will be Pearl Harbor for some folks if they don't get involved.
Well, okay, so here's the thing about Medicare. Medicare comes in several flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Part A is something that everybody gets automatically. It's paid for you automatically by the money that you contributed to Medicare. And it's not means tested. It is what it is. Everybody gets the same amount. And it covers essentially catastrophic hospital expenses. So everybody gets Part A. Part B is a little bit more complex. Part B is the kind of insurance that pays, and I'm generalizing here, for doctor visits and wellness visits and tests and that kind of thing. Part B, you have an option about. Part B, you don't have to take. If you do take it, it is means tested. It either costs you about $100 a month or about $180 a month, depending upon what your adjusted gross income is. So it's already means tested. And yes, a lot of what you paid in your payroll taxes goes to support Part B. However, you don't have to take Part B. You can take something called Medicare Advantage, which takes the money from Part B and gives it to private insurance companies to do a little bit better for you than Part B. At least that's the story. Now, open enrollment, first of all, as you approach age 65, 3 months before, 3 months after, is a period of open enrollment, regardless of what time of the year it is, that you have to enroll or you have an opportunity to enroll in Medicare, including Part B. You can also at that time enroll in other supplements if it's right around your 65th birthday. Once you get past that first enrollment period, then the open enrollment periods happen at the end of the year. And this year, it's from October 15th to December 7th. And during that part of the year, you can change your enrollment or enroll for a first time. So if you, for instance, decided that you didn't want Part B, you mm-hmm. wanted Medicare Advantage, you can go back to Part B during open enrollment. Now, if you do that, you need to know that all of your medical expenses won't be covered. Part B doesn't cover everything. You have the opportunity to enroll in what's called a supplement. And those supplements are letter-coded. And every carrier's supplements are the same in terms of what they offer as every other carrier. So depending upon what part of the country you're in, whether you're, you know,
regardless of the insurance carrier,
it's going to be a Mutual of Omaha or somebody else. It's going to be the same. The price might be a little bit different. And so in that case, it makes a lot of sense to price shop your supplements. The most rich supplement you can buy in Arizona is called Supplement F. F is in Frank. And that'll pretty much displace absolutely all your copays. And so what you have to do is you have to do a cost-benefit analysis for determining whether you want to be in Medicare Part B in a supplement or Medicare Advantage.
Shelley, let's take a quick question here. Robert, go ahead. We're just about out of time. Quick question for Shelley.
Shelley, are you able to get on, get off Medicare as needed because of your budget?
You can get on and off during the open enrollment periods, and it is never a good idea, of course, to get off it completely. Part A is always there. You can get off Part B, and during open enrollment, they have to let you back on. But I'd be real careful with that, Robert.
But it is this is very apropos for those of us that are facing this decision, the baby boomers. I mean, how many baby boomers are going to be facing it just this year? It's really important. But generally speaking, most people take, you know, they sign up for Part A, but then the Part B.
Part B can be taken out of your Social Security if you're on Social Security. So for the first year or so, you might not be.
Shelley, where can people find out more?
795-7950. And Bill, I use a consultant for health insurance and Medicare because there's just so many ins and outs, you can't know it all.
Also, you can find Shelley Fishman at buckmastershow.com. Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It looks like voters in Pennsylvania will not be required to show a photo ID at the polls next month. A judge is blocking that new requirement from taking effect this year. Mitt Romney, in an interview with the Denver Post, says he'd honor the temporary work permits for young illegal immigrants that were granted by the Obama administration. The U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan is calling for printed textbooks to become obsolete within the next few years in favor of digital media. Months before the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya that killed the American ambassador and several others, small teams of U.S. Special Operations Forces had arrived at embassies throughout North Africa to set up a new counter-terrorist network. More details at srnnews.com.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 6 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, La Cañada from Ina to River, and Phase 2 of Saharita Road. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Our arts report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. We welcome now Margaret Regan, the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly, also the Buckmaster Show contributor on the arts. Margaret, how are you today?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Doing real well. Your story coming up in the Weekly, this upcoming issue, will be focusing on famed photographer Danny, is it Lyon?
Lyon.
Yeah.
This is a very exciting show. It's already opened at Etherton Gallery, but Danny Lyon himself is coming to town this weekend. This is a guy who's been a documentary photographer since the time he was an undergraduate at the University of Chicago. And when he was just about 20 years old, he made some of the most enduring photos of the civil rights movement in the South. He had been down there with a group, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and was actually arrested during some of the civil rights activities, ended up in jail with Martin Luther King. So he started his career quite young, and Terry Etherton down at Etherton is showing another body of work he did still just in his early 20s called The Bike Riders. He was a college student, and he joined this biker gang, and because he was a member of the group, he was able to get complete access and make these amazing, groundbreaking photos of men and young men and women on motorcycles driving all around the Midwest.
And he's going to be signing books at the Etherton Gallery from 1 to 4 on Saturday afternoon.
Right, and he's showing a short documentary. He also makes movies at the Center for Creative Photography at 6 on Friday.
Nice to see Barbara Rogers, a retrospective coming up at the Tucson Museum of Art, her 50-year retrospective. I know Barbara, beloved UA professor, now retired. This would be at TMA, going to be a great show.
Yeah, 50 years, and it's interesting to see that, you know, early on she was a photorealist, which I didn't realize. but, you know, she had some kind of a transformation, and she moved into more of an abstract, flash realist decorative painter. She does a lot of kind of plant imagery floating in these abstract backgrounds, often burnished with gold. She does great big canvases that are really quite interesting. And as you said, she taught for many years at the U of A, where she was well loved for her attentiveness to the students. It's really nice to see her getting this kind of public tribute, a 50-year retrospective at the local art museum.
TMA, members-only reception Friday night, then open to the public on Saturday for the Barbara Rogers retrospective. How about the big picture?
Well, there are so many things to do this weekend,
Bill. Oh, my goodness.
Downtown Saturday night, the Central Tucson Gallery Association is flinging, their members are flinging open their doors of their galleries for all and sundry. This is totally free. You can wander around to about 12 different galleries. You can get food at some of them and wine at some of them and even music at a few of them. The thing that caught my eye when I was writing about this were these beautiful, almost old-fashioned watercolors that Davis Dominguez by Philip Melton. He's really a wonderful watercolorist. And what's fun about these is they're all southern Arizona places, including Saguaro National Park.
And so that story also will be in the Weekly, right?
Coming up? I wrote two big stories.
Yeah, you got two big stories. So you've been keeping real busy. The Tucson Weekly Club Crawl is Saturday night.
And I don't know how this is all going to mesh because the Club Crawl is taking place in many of the same locations, you know, downtown and Fourth Avenue, as the big picture. And the Club Crawl, of course, is indie rock. the weekly's billing it as one night, 30 stages, 80 bands. Oh, so you can do art and music all on the same night if you go down to Congress Street or 4th Avenue.
Boy, it's going to be a big weekend. Margaret Regan is with us. It's the Buckmaster Show Arts Report presented by Moe's Gallery, moesgallery.com. And for music, we have, speaking not only the Club Crawl, but the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. The season opener is coming up Friday night through Sunday afternoon.
Quite a different genre of music, as you might expect. The symphony has guest artists, the Eroica Trio, three women who are playing with the symphony for the first time, and they are going to play Beethoven's Triple Concerto. That's Friday night, Sunday afternoon. They're also playing a Wagner piece, the Overture to the Flying Dutchman, and something called Ein Heldenleben, A Hero's Life from Richard Strauss.
I'm glad you got that pronunciation right. Yes. Theater coming up. We've got the Borderlands Theater.
Yeah, they're opening up their season this weekend with a premiere, a new play by a Texas a Mexican-American woman named Caridad Spitz. And her play is called Guapa, which is the word for, you know, good-looking or beautiful woman. It's a play set in Texas. And it's about a young girl who is really good at soccer, and she's hoping to make it into the big leagues from El Barrio. And as we might expect from Borderlands, this is not a straight realism play. It has magical dreams and graffiti, birds in flight, and indigenous voices.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting play, to say the least. What about the final weekend for another theater company?
Yeah, etc. You may know they're the late night kind of edgy group at Live Theater Workshop, which is honestly one of the most productive of all the theater companies in town. They just play year round. They have their regular main stage. They have this late night thing. They have kids. Well, this year their late night, etc., has undergone a change. Their longtime artistic director Christopher Johnson left, and they got these new people came in whose background is in Commedia dell'arte. And you may know that is a very physical kind of theater. It has a lot of mask and mime and words and jokes and songs. And their deal is they don't want to use other people's plays. They're going to devise their own plays. So this particular play was put together by the troupe. And you can see it this weekend. This is the last weekend of it, to see what the new thing is going to be over there.
Congratulations to you and all of your colleagues at the Tucson Weekly. I understand you took home quite a few awards.
Yeah, quite a few.
What was the deal? You guys took home, I think, 35 awards, something like that.
Is that right?
Let's just say dozens.
Yeah.
Did you also take home something?
I did not myself.
Okay.
No, it was mostly in the area of news reporting, which good for them. They won a whole bunch of prizes, the news reporting staff and freelancers for, some hard-hitting investigative pieces about the border and local crime and so on.
Margaret Regan, it's always a pleasure. We'll look forward to having you on the program in a couple of weeks, and there's always a lot going on.
There always is, Bill, especially this time of year, the debut of all everybody's seasons.
Yeah, everybody's getting it all geared up, aren't they, for
right,
the nice
absolutely.
Weather whenever that whenever it finally cools down. Margaret, have a great week. Thanks.
Yeah, you too, Bill.
The Arts Report with Margaret Regan on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Yes, Moe makes house calls. He'll come out and do all the work for you. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Coming up next, Dr. Richard Carmona, U.S. Senate candidate, on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique silk and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Now in its seventh year, the RTA has finished over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Current projects include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. With ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service, providing jobs and making travel around our region faster and safer, the RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Coming up now on 1248 on the Buckmaster Show, have you been inside Splendido, Oro Valley's all-inclusive community for adults 55 and better? Now is your chance. Their annual Showcase of Homes event is coming up on Tuesday, October the 30th, starting at 9 in the morning. RSVP, and please say you heard it right here on the Bill Buckmaster Show. Call 762-4090, 762-4090, or visit SplendidoTucson.com. Joining us now, Dr. Richard Carmona, Democrat U.S. Senate candidate here in Arizona. Dr. Carmona, good to see you.
Likewise, Bill. Nice to see you.
Sad news today. This Border Patrol agent shot and killed. His partner was wounded. It's another tragic reminder of how dangerous a job it is these days to be a U.S. Border Patrol agent along the Mexico-Arizona border.
Yeah, Bill, it just breaks my heart. You know, as a police officer for many years here, I've had the privilege to work with federal and state officials, you know, over many years. And this is a loss for all of us, you know, once again. And it breaks my heart. I know the families are suffering, and, you know, our condolences go out to them. And hopefully this investigation gets going pretty quickly and we figure out what happened.
Is immigration on the radar screen at all nationally?
Well, now it apparently isn't, obviously, because we have politicians that don't want to deal with it because it is too hot a topic, and we have others that just aren't interested because, let's face it, there's the focus of the four border states here versus, you know, the other states of which are dealing with other issues. So, I mean, this is a very important issue for our nation, and for once and for all, we need to fix this problem, and the federal government needs to step up and accept the responsibility.
You are in a very tight race for the U.S. Senate with Congressman Jeff Flake. You know, Dr. Carmona, I would like to see our campaigns in this country narrowed down to, let's say, about 90 days, like the Canadian or the English model. These things go on far too long.
Well, Bill, I would agree with you. And now, having been inside a campaign for 10 months and seeing the
10 months.
Seeing that, I mean, that's a latecomer for a U.S. Senate, but nevertheless, seeing the deleterious effects of money and how everything is driven by raising dollars. And you know, we lose our president for 2 years of a four-year term because they start campaigning. And every congressman and senator is spending hours and hours every day making calls to generate money. I don't think that's what democracy is about. I agree with you. We need to figure out a better way to get our people into office and get their messages out.
Tell me about what is the issue that do you see as the defining issue between you and Congressman Flake?
Well, I think the divining issue is more broadly placed under a larger umbrella in that just about every issue that is important to our state and our nation, we are in different sides of the fence. Congressman Flake feels, you know, Congress is okay. He's been there 12 years. The fact of the matter is, I think we lack civility in our discourse. There's lack of statesmanship. There's more time and effort and money spent on undermining your opponents or somebody with a different idea rather than coming together as we should be doing, both Republicans and Democrats, around solving problems for the American people. And that's not happening now, and we're all suffering for it.
As former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Carmona, health care is obviously a very important issue to you.
Yeah, obviously, it is, and it has been. I think it's a challenge for us today because we've allowed healthcare to be politicized. The fact is that when I worked for the Bush administration as Surgeon General of the United States and now as a candidate in the other party, my ideas have never changed. We are the only industrialized nation that doesn't have a basic set of healthcare benefits for our people, and we pay dearly because they come to the emergency rooms anyway, and it costs us a great deal. So we should all gather around this point and figure out how do we do that? What's the right business plan? How do we make sure that we have health care for all? And you know, what is the responsibility of the public as well? Because we just can't afford to give somebody a ticket card and say, it's okay to eat unhealthy, don't exercise, don't wear a seatbelt, don't wear a helmet. We can't afford to pay for that anymore. So we need a radically new approach to health care, not sick care.
We've got to get going on prevention, and I know that was one of the big issues for you as the Surgeon General of the United States. It's been a big issue associated with you at Canyon Ranch, where you continue to have worked in the healthcare field and in prevention.
Well, in all of my jobs as a professor at the university, where I teach, public health and medicine. At Canyon Ranch as well, and then even the Canyon Ranch Institute, where we actually take the intellectual property of Canyon Ranch and distribute it to underserved communities to try and improve their health as well. So my whole life has been about that. But the fact of the matter is, as you allude to, Bill, unless we are able to decrease all that's preventable, it makes no difference whose plan is in place. It's going to bury us because of the rising cost of care.
How are we going to put people back to work? Jobs is the number one issue, certainly, in this country right now.
Absolutely. And, I mean, there are ways to do it. You know, we have a wonderful state. We have wonderful resources here. We have opportunities. But, again, because of gridlock, because of ideological differences, because of pointing fingers at each other and blaming for past challenges, we're not moving any place. We have to turn around and become a state of innovation, of entrepreneurship. We have to be able to show people that it's a great place to live, to raise your families. But yet that's tough because we have one of the lowest ranked school systems in the United States. We still have high foreclosure rates. So it's very difficult to bring the innovators and entrepreneurs into the state when they see all the risks that they would incur by bringing their family or their business here. We have to change that model.
And it's the latest census figure came out showing Arizona is the – or Tucson is the sixth poorest of the cities in the United States. Quite honestly, Dr. Kimona, and you've been around here as long as I have, probably longer, I can't ever remember when we were not in that top 10 when it came to the poverty level.
Yeah, it is really a shame. And yet it's such a beautiful state with so much opportunity, and we really aren't leveraging all our assets and our resources appropriately to attract the businesses, to attract the educators, to allow our universities to grow. And we have to do a much better job. This is something we can't legislate our way out of. It really is creating an infrastructure of opportunity so that children will thrive in good school systems, you know. Many of the doctors that we train at our university here, they leave because there's no jobs for them. Our engineers, they leave because there's no jobs for them. So, you know, we have to do a better job. We have world-class education opportunities here, but no jobs to follow up.
A lot of worry about what's going to happen after the first of the year for the military and perhaps cuts in the VA with this sequestration. Mispronounce that?
No, sequestration is right. Yeah,
and I mean, I know we have on our program once a month, General John Wickham is our military affairs contributor here on our Buckmaster show, and he's worried about what's going to happen after the first of the year to our veterans.
I'm very worried as well, Bill. General Wickham, you couldn't find a better man to give you some advice. You know, the fact is that sequestration continues to remind us of Congress failing us, because that's why we have sequestration, because they could not resolve the issues that we sent them. We allow Congress the privilege to serve us and determine our destiny, if you will, and they continue to fail us. And the veteran issue is a very important one because, you know, Congressman Flake has voted down bonuses for our troops in combat, GI benefits, voted against the transitional educational programs. Those are programs that if I didn't get my GI Bill and have an open enrollment program, I couldn't be here speaking to you today after I left Vietnam. So there are problems that we have to deal with, but there's probably no greater calling for us as citizens than to make sure that every one of those young men and women who have served and have been harmed in any way, physically or emotionally, that they and their families are taken care of appropriately. And I worry, just like the general, that I'm not certain that we have enough of our Congress around us because they're distracted about so many different issues. And with Congressman Flake voting against these things, it doesn't help.
And we've got a lot of service people that are going to be transitioning here, coming back from the Middle East. This is really no time to be tampering with veterans affairs issues.
I would agree with you. And it's you know, here's an opportunity as these youngsters come home. About 30% of our young combatant soldiers are unemployed. I mean, here's an opportunity for us to get them into job training programs. I mean, I've been out speaking with the different trades. Almost all of the trades, the unions tell me, now have programs that will advantage the veterans coming home to learn how to be a carpenter, electrician, plumbers. We have special programs at the University of Arizona and ASU for our veterans. So why not help them? Why not aggressively get them into the system and reward them for their sacrifices that they've made for us, but also create the taxpayers of the future, if you will, okay, that are going to contribute to our society?
Yeah, suicide rate is also a huge concern right
now. One a day, higher than combat.
I mean, it's really, really tragic that these fine young American men and women are coming back and they are so feeling so hopeless with nowhere to turn that they are taking their lives.
They are. It's very, very sad. And, you know, Bill, as you may remember, one of the jobs I had before I threw my hat in the ring for Senate was Vice President of the Department of Defense Health Policy Board. And General Dick Myers, former Chairman of Joint Chiefs, and I were the Vice Presidents. And we worked tirelessly with a great team of wonderful Americans trying to make sure that our kids all get the best care before they go and when they come back, and that their families are cared for as well.
Well, we thank you for your service, Vietnam veteran, and please take care of our Vietnam veterans. I always try to help out wherever I can with the Vietnam vets. I leave one of those yellow bags on the curb when they come around. That's one of the charities I believe in supporting. How about debates coming up? Or is it just that one event that's planned?
Well, you probably read in the papers. My team has been very aggressively trying to seek multiple debates. And we have had no response or negative response from Congressman Flake's office. So we feel it's our obligation to present the difference of views between Congressman Flake and I, and we want multiple debates. Right now he's only agreed to one, and we're not happy about that, but nor are the newspapers in Tucson or in Phoenix who have reported that he is running from debating.
Dr. Richard Carmona, thank you for being on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you, sir.
Looking for a cool weekend getaway? Consider the arts and recreation-oriented historic community of Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. That mile-high elevation makes for cool days and crisp nights. We could all use a little cool weather right about now. This weekend, it's the Pinos Altos Fiesta, also Red Dot Studio Tour and Gallery in Silver City. For more information, by the way, there's great places to stay over there, including Bear Mountain Lodge. More information at Silver City, Grant County at southwestnewmexico.org. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan, offering the best drinking water. What is it about Culligan? Well, folks, it simply tastes better. Coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show. John is the Dean of Local Talk. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk.